Suarez delivers, and a swing and a miss. Got him to chase a fastball way up at 101. And Suarez comes on to earn the save, his 24th of the season, to lead the National League. And the Padres take game one of the doubleheader here in Philadelphia by a final of 6-4.
Well, it wasn't easy when it was all said and done, but it is a dub as the Padres win it 6-4 in the opening game of this doubleheader in Philadelphia today. Padres even up this three-game series at a game apiece, and now they'll have an opportunity to win this series in the nightcap of this doubleheader. First pitch coming up in Philadelphia at 3:15 for game two. We'll have much more on game two for you in a little bit. Welcome into our Jamul Casino Resort Padres post-game show, our first of the day. Sam Levitt with you inside our San Diego studios. Hey, player, when it comes to giving you what you want, Jamul Casino Resort isn't playing around. It's way more than a place to game. It's a place where you can stay and play in every possible way. Jamul Casino Resort, the player's place, as the Padres beat the Phillies 6-4. And to give you an idea of what the schedule is going to be until first pitch in game two at 3:15, we're going to take you up until about 2 p.m. From 2 p.m. until 2:15, we're going to have a brief window where we'll have the Infinity Sports Network for you. You can hear about all the latest and greatest national headlines, whatever they're talking about at 2 p.m. on the Infinity Sports Network. And then at 2:15, I'm going to rejoin you for our second Eco Water SoCal Padres pregame show of the day, and we'll take you up until 3:15. But first things first, next 50 minutes or so, we'll talk about this series opening win. Not series opening, pardon me. Doubleheader opening win for the Padres. And look, the Padres did a lot of good things in this game. They were patient at the plate. The Phillies walked 9 Padre hitters in this game. In fact, the Padres had 3 bases loaded walks in this game. And then the big 3-run double by Manny Machado as part of that 5-run second inning. Padres took an early 6-0 lead. Nick Pivetta was terrific in this game. 6 innings, 1 earned run given up, 7 hits. Walked nobody, struck out 6. Obviously, things got pretty tricky as it got later and later. The Phillies end up scoring 1 run in the 6th inning. They get 2 in the 7th to make it 6-3. And then against Robert Suarez in the 9th inning, it was not an easy 9th inning whatsoever. We'll get more into it with our game recap, get into the particulars of what happened in that 9th inning. But bottom line, tying runs in scoring position, the very, very dangerous Kyle Schwarber at the plate, who just always seems to crush the Padres. Well, Suarez strikes out Schwarber, a fastball up in the zone at north of 100 miles per hour, and the Padres get out of the first game of this doubleheader with a win. And look, with the way things have been going for the Padres offensively and in general to this point on the road trip, a win is a win. And now you look up and you have an opportunity to win this series if you can sweep this doubleheader, and you've got a guy that is certainly capable of giving you a big-time performance in the nightcap of this doubleheader in right-hander Dylan Cease. So we'll get more into it. We'll hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt coming up in just a little bit as well. But all in all, Padres had a 6-0 lead. Phillies made it interesting. They got it to within 2 runs. We had just a kind of a wild replay that allowed Schwarber to get to the plate representing the winning run. Again, we'll get into all of it, but these days right now, a win is a win, and the Padres win the opening game of this doubleheader after leading 6-0. They hang on for a 6-4 win. Again, all the radio highlights coming up. We'll also go back to Philly, hear from Mike Schilt. Much, much more to do. We're just getting started. A long day of Padres baseball as the Padres win game one of the doubleheader 6-4. Our Jamul Casino Resort Padres post-game show continues after this. As the Padres win game one of today's doubleheader in Philadelphia by a final score of 6-4. Padres got out hit in this game 12-5 by the Phillies, but the column that counts the most is the runs column, and the Padres beat the Phillies in that category today. Phillies fall 6-4 to the Padres in this doubleheader opener, setting up the rubber game of this three-game series with first pitch coming up in Philly at 3:15. Again, we'll take you up until shortly before 2 p.m. with our post-game coverage. Then we'll have a short little window of about 15 minutes where we'll have a national programming, and then we'll come back with you live and local here at 2:15. With our second Eco Water SoCal Padres pregame show of the day. So I'm sorry, we're going to kind of get out of here from a local standpoint for about 15 minutes. We just logistically with how things work, we got to give ourselves a little bit of time to split things up here a little bit. We got to get Jeff Hamby out of here. He's got to head home, doing a great job today. We've got to get our second studio coordinator, Nick DiNucci, in here. Hey, we've got logistics with the doubleheader. So we'll have a little short break. But aside from that, Padres baseball the rest of the day. We'll go back to Philly here from Mike Schultz coming up in a little bit. Take your phone calls and much more to come as the Padres pick up a nice 6-4 win in Philly in the opening game of this doubleheader. Let's recap it from start to finish.
Which moments determine the outcome of today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
Our starting pitching matchup in the opener of today's doubleheader, rookie Nick Abel on the mound for the Phillies, veteran Nick Pivetta on the mound for the Padres. Both guys threw a scoreless opening frame in the top, in the top of the second. Xander Bogaerts drew a one-out walk. Jake Cronenworth singled, then Nick Abel just could not find the strike zone. He walked Elias Diaz to load the bases. He then walked Fernando Tatis Jr. to bring in a run. He walked Jackson Merrill to bring in another. Padres had a 2-0 lead, back-to-back bases loaded walks. They were still all loaded up for Manny Machado.
Machado, Manny swings, rips it over the head of the third baseman, Sosa, and down the left field line. Diaz has scored. Tatis has scored. Merrill is on his way. There will not be a relay. A three-run double for Manny Machado. And the Padres get a big hit with runners in scoring position. It is now 5-0.
So the Padres putting together a 5-run top of the second. That was it for Abel. He lasted just 1 2/3 innings, allowed 5 runs. Padres then rallied again against Phillies reliever Max Lazar, a leadoff walk, a couple of singles from Fernando Tatis Jr. and Jackson Merrill. That loaded the bases with one out and the bases still loaded. It was Luis Arraez.
And Luis takes high ball four. Seventh walk issued by Philly pitching already this afternoon, and the third with the bases loaded. Diaz will come in to score, and the Padre lead is now 6-0.
The early story was also Nick Pivetta. He was terrific through 5 scoreless innings. So to that point, 5 scoreless innings for Pivetta. Machado, the bases clearing double. 3 bases loaded walks to bring in 3 other runs, and the Padres had a 6-0 lead as Pivetta took the mound for the bottom half of the sixth. It was Kyle Schwarber who led off for the Phils.
First pitch swinging, Schwarber in the air to deep right field. You can forget that one. Phillies are on the board thanks to a long home run to right by Schwarber. His 26th of the season, and it is now 6-1.
That was all Pivetta gave up in the sixth inning. He was done 6 innings, 1 run, 7 hits, 6 strikeouts, and no walks today. Really nice outing against his former team for Nick Pivetta. Padres still led 6-1. Going to the bottom of the seventh inning, Brian Hoeing came in. JT Realmuto hit a leadoff double with 1 out, and Realmuto still in scoring position. It was Edmundo Sosa.
Hoeing's 1-2 pitch is grounded towards third base. That's a fair ball past Machado, and it'll get a run home. Realmuto crosses the plate, kicks away from Sheets in the left field corner. Sosa on his way to third. The throw, the tag, not in time. Took a funny hop down in the left field corner. That probably gave Edmundo Sosa an extra 90 feet. And now 6-2 here in the seventh.
A wild pitch then scored Sosa from third base. It was 6-3. Hoeing then walked Trey Turner at the top of the lineup. Adrian Morahone then came in to face the left-handed hitting Kyle Schwarber. The count went to 3-2, but Schwarber grounded out to end the inning. Morahone then came back out, pitched a 1-2-3, bottom of the eighth inning. So we went to the ninth inning. Padres still leading 6-3. Robert Suarez came on in what was a save situation. Suarez gave up a leadoff single to JT Realmuto. He then bounced back to get the next 2 outs. Then it was Realmuto at that point on second base. Brandon Marsh would pinch hit.
That's a novel thought. Hard hit, one hopper into center field and a base hit. Realmuto rounding third. He'll come in to score. Pinch hit RBI single, Brandon Marsh. It is 6-4, and the tying run is going to come to the plate here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
The tying run coming to the plate in the form of Trey Turner. Turner singled into center field. Marsh made a really, really bad base running decision and tried to go first to third. Keep in mind, it's a 2-run game. Marsh's run meant nothing. tried to go first to third right in front of Jackson Merrill as he picked it up in center. Merrill made a good throw to third base. It looked like Manny Machado made a great tag on the back foot of Brandon Marsh, really towards the shoe of Brandon Marsh. The call at third base initially was out and the game was over, but then the Phillies predictably challenged it. Took a long replay review. If you were looking at the replays in real time, it looked like Manny got him, but then finally, there was an angle from the first base side where clearly Manny went for the tag and missed him, never actually touched Brandon Marsh. So the call was overturned. And instead of the game being over, it was two on with two out. And now the winning run stepping to the plate in Kyle Schwarber. Turner then stole second. So all of a sudden, the situation. Padres 6, Phillies 4, tying runs in scoring position with Marsh and Turner, second and third base occupied. Kyle Schwarber and his 26 home runs, including one earlier in the day at the plate. It was Schwarber representing the winning run. Suarez against Schwarber.
Suarez delivers, and a swing and a miss. Got him to chase a fastball way up at 101. And Suarez comes on to earn the save, his 24th of the season to lead the National League. And the Padres take game one of the doubleheader here in Philadelphia by a final of 6-4.
And with that, one big exhale from Padres fans across San Diego. Final score as Schwarber strikes out, representing the winning run. The Padres 6 and the Phillies 4. Padres had just 5 hits in this game, 2 errors. The Phillies had 4 runs on 12 hits and no errors. Padres improved to 46-39. Phillies dropped to 50-36. Nick Pivetta, really good outing. He improved to 9-2. Mick Abel took the loss. He dropped to 2-2. And the save went to Robert Suarez, his 24th of the season, and now it sets up the rubber match of this 3-game series between the Padres and the Phillies in the second game of today's doubleheader. When we come back, we'll hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt, plus we have our daily awards to get to. We'll also get to your phone calls, 833-288-0973, as we take you up towards the top of the hour. Then our second pregame show of the day comes your way at 2:15. Plenty of Padres baseball left as this doubleheader in Philly continues. The Padres victorious in game one, a final of 6-4. Our postgame coverage continues after this. Final score in Philadelphia in the opener of today's doubleheader, the Padres 6 and the Phillies 4. Sam Levitt with you inside our San Diego studios as we continue our postgame coverage. Nick Pivetta, very good in this game. 6 innings, 1 run given up. He struck out 6, allowed 7 hits. He improves to 9-2. With the win, Padres took an early 6-0 lead in this game. A 5-run top of the second, including a couple of bases loaded walks to bring in the first 2 runs of the game. Then Manny Machado, the biggest swing of today's opening game of the doubleheader, a bases clearing double. Big swing for Manny, their first hit with a runner in scoring position in 3 games, made it 5-0. Another bases loaded walk in the 4th inning made it 6-0. And then things got rather interesting as the game got later. Phillies got a run in the 6th inning on a Schwarber home run. They got 2 in the 7th inning to make it 6-3. Then in the 9th inning, they got a run. They put the tying runs in scoring position. Kyle Schwarber came to the plate representing the winning run. And you're thinking to yourself, uh-oh, this is a guy who could hit one a long way to win it for the Phils. But Robert Suarez went top shelf with a 101-mile-per-hour fastball to strike out Kyle Schwarber and end the game with a 6-4 Padres win as Suarez picks up his 24th save of the season. With all that in mind, let's go back to Philadelphia. Here's some post-game reaction.
Let's pull up a seat in the manager's office and hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt, served up by Sin Lee Food, where fresh meets flavor. Find farm fresh produce, bold Asian spices, and gourmet ingredients at 4665 El Cajon Boulevard. Sin Lee Food, the cook's Asian resource.
What did you make of the at-bats today, Mike?
I made a lot of them. You know, that's the we do that, this team's going to be virtually unstoppable. Really is. We were very stingy. Weren't going to give in anything that wasn't on the plate. And, you know, gosh, amazing job. And then we get on the plate. You know, you talk about slug. You're going to get more slug when you're on the plate more consistently. And just really, really good at bats, top of the lineup, set the tone. They were fantastic. You know, Toddy Jackson's at bats were tremendous, going the other way, taking his walks, working his walks. You know, Manny with the big swing to clear him. That was obviously great. And I thought Bogey's at bats were good as well. So, you know, we are stingy like that. You know, again, there's no absolutes in this game. But if you do that with the talent we have in the zone, then we're going to be continue to be a very dangerous team.
Obviously, that is far easier said than done. But they have done that before, and I think it's probably been a focus here to get back to that. Like, what did you see today or leading into today that kind of led to them having those?
That's great. We've done it. I mean, just, yeah. You know, they need – I mean, listen, man, the game could be challenging. When guys are painting on both sides of the plate and, you know, they're a little bit off of it, you know, guys can have a tendency to expand. But like I said, you know, we got to back to being stubborn today.
What did you think of Nick?
Oh, he's fantastic. You know, outside of Schwarber, you know, he made him pay. But I thought Nick was great. You know, he made big pitches, controlled counts. Breaking ball was really good. Fastball was where he wanted it. I like the fact he was able to, you know, own the inner half, you know, in and off. I thought that was really, really good. Guys played some defense behind him. Sheets made a nice little play. Manny with a double play ball. Another nice play by Manny. You know, so I thought he was fantastic. He threw it, you know, that lineup through six.
When he controls those counts, he, like, really controls them. He's done it the last couple starts. Like, what is it about him that he just kind of...
Yeah, the mask there. I mean, the mask there, but definitely the mask there for Nick. You know, control the counts, just a matter of getting on, boom, 0-1, winning the 1-1, which he's really doing a nice job of. And then he's got really off, you know, fastball, had some really good life today. Secondary pitches are good. Like I said, both sides of the plate, elevating the ball when he needed to. I thought he was tremendous with him and Diaz.
Obviously, we're only kind of halfway through the season, but for him to have had this season and given you guys what he's given you thus far, like, what do you just kind of make of, in general, how important he's been to this group?
He's been huge. I mean, you know, listen, I give a lot of credit to, you know, all the starters. You know, we've had some, you know, we've been hit a little bit there. And, you know, we've had some guys really step up, and Nick's been the guy that stepped up, and we needed it. You know, a veteran guy that's come in that, you know, has real time in this league, that has a pedigree, been on some good teams, and he's fit right in. He's taken the challenge to, and we don't want to heap anything more on than needs to, but he's taken the rightful challenge to be an anchor for our starting pitching. And as we all know, that starting pitching anchor spots are huge.
What'd you see on the play, and it looked like Manny may have tagged him at first, and then
I don't know. I gotta always be careful with some of the replay stuff. Those guys do a good job. They look at it. I think you know, they have more angles than I do, and you know, unemotional eyeballs on it in New York. You know, I looked at it, and you know, outside of one angle that was still iffy for me, as it was kind of like, well, I'm not sure we're gonna be able to overturn that, but they may have had or seen something that was more clear, and I'm confident they did. They, you know, they get it right.
You seen with Robert? Just a lot of contact recently.
Yeah, contact. I mean, maybe it's really about the, you know, location. It's always going to be, you know, talk about our hitters. You know, we were more stingy on the plate, and, you know, we want to be more stingy in better spots with our pitches. You know, Nick was today. Warren Helm was fantastic. I don't want to forget him either, because he was great for us today again. Just looks like it's more too much middle. You know, too many across the, you know, the heart of the plate. And so, you know, when Robert's good, like any pitcher's good, he's able to command his fastball and, you know, have the secondary changeup to complement it.
Doubleheader's a challenge, but like the off day yesterday, because of the rain and the off day tomorrow, like, does it make it a little bit less of a challenge for you?
I got two bullpens. I'm going to be out for a while.
Okay, sounds good, Rube. It's the sandwiched off days help. You know, I mean, you get the benefit of the off day from yesterday, and, you know, you have to pay the fiddler today a little bit. But guys are gamers, ready to go. We got the first one. Now we're looking to grab the second one and make this, you know, a solid road trip.
And obviously you have a game to go, but more at home, being able to do what he did is also, I assume,
huge. You know, it's huge. You know, he's able to come in and get Schwarber and go back out and grab a 1-2-3, so we don't have to use another guy to get out of the eighth. And, you know, again, killed their momentum, and Schwarber did his part. Now we're set up to have some guys to bring home in the second game.
Are we supposed to?
Yeah.
I'll just –
Will you?
I'll let them go. I'll let them get away from it. They should know by now, and then we'll just...
What are we doing right
now? Embargo. We're okay.
Starting third baseman.
Turn it off. I think we were done there. I'm not sure what was going on there. Okay, I'm not sure if that was continued or not, but okay, we got enough there from Mike Schilts, the post-game press conference here on the Padres Radio Network. All right, we'll step aside. When we come back, it is more post-game reaction. I do want to talk more about what Mike Schilts had to say there about Adrian Morihone in particular, because I think we got to keep on talking about what Morihone did and what he continues to do out of the bullpen, and we'll continue to break this one down. Final score here today, Padres 6 and the Phillies 4. Our post-game coverage continues after this. Sam Levitt with you inside our San Diego studios as we continue to wrap this one up. Final score, the Padres 6 and the Phillies 4 in the opening game of this doubleheader on this Wednesday sets up the rubber game of a three-game series against the Padres for the Padres against the Phillies coming up in a little bit. Again, first pitch in game 2 of the doubleheader at 3:15, and we'll be back with you for pregame coverage at 2:15. Again, just a reminder of what the schedule is going to be here. We're going to take you for about the next 20 minutes, more post-game coverage. Then we'll have a little bit of a break where we'll have some national programming via the Infinity Sports Network that's going to come your way for about 15 minutes. And then I'm back with you at 2:15 for another full hour of pregame coverage. And then we'll go out to Jesse and Mudd again, and they'll have game 2 for you as the Padres try to sweep this doubleheader. If you want to get a phone call in, we do have time to take phone calls in our first post game show of the day, 833-288-0973. Phone number to call, 833-288-0973. The phone number to dial as the Padres beat the Phillies 6-4. Let's tell you about today's relief pitcher of the game.
Which pitcher entered the game and slammed the door shut? This is today's relief pitcher of the game, presented by David P. Shapiro Criminal Defense Attorneys. When your freedom and future are on the line, you need the best arm in the pen. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
Our relief pitcher of the game for game 1 of today's doubleheader, no doubt about it to me, it is Adrian Morihone, who came in a big-time spot in the seventh inning, replacing Brian Hoeing. Hoeing had issued a two-out walk after already allowing two runs to allow the game to get to 6-3, comes in to face Kyle Schwarber and gets a ground out, then comes back out for the eighth inning, retires Harper, Castellanos, and Kepler, 1-2-3, four up, four down in this appearance for Adrian Morihone. And Mike Schilts alluded to it during the post-game press conference, really stopped the momentum of the Phillies in that seventh inning. Now, obviously, things would get pretty tricky in the ninth inning for Robert Suarez, and Schwarber would come up representing the winning run, but I thought Morihone was just outstanding today. Four up, four down between his work in the seventh and the eighth, and he continues to just be terrific out of this Padres bullpen. You look at what Adrian has done. Going back to an appearance on May 23rd, it really is remarkable. If you go back to May 23rd, here are the numbers for Adrian Morihone in that span. No earned runs in 19 appearances. He's allowed 4 hits. He struck out 18 in 18 innings and a third. Again, he has not allowed an earned run since before May 23rd. I mean, it really has been a remarkable run here for Adrian, and he's coming on in big-time, high-leverage situations, and he's just getting the job done. Four up, four down today. Doesn't matter if it comes with inherited runners on. He has been so, so good for this bullpen, and I've talked about Adrian quite a bit before, the kind of reliever that he's turned himself into, just the context of his career and his journey to this point, and he has turned himself into, I would say at this point, I think it's safe to say, one of the better left-handed relievers in the game right now. That's how good he's been, and he was outstanding once again here today. Four up, four down. Let's hear today's catch of the game.
Which defensive play had the biggest impact on today's game?
He is at the wall, leaps up, and he makes the catch.
This is the catch of the game.
Going to hang a star for Jackson Merrill.
Reeled in by Anthony's Fish Grotto La Mesa, celebrating 80 years of seafood excellence.
0-1 pitch, and Schwarber swings, lines it sharply the other way, and caught by Sheets, who had to come in while playing deep. He slid forward to make the catch, one away. Turner back to first base, and Gavin Sheets continues to show improvement out in left field defensively.
Really, really nice play by Gavin Sheets early in the game, and Jesse's absolutely right. Gavin's played a really, really nice left field as of late. He really, really has. A nice play by Gavin Sheets early in the game, and that was our catch of the game. By the way, if Manny somehow gets the tag on Marsh in the ninth inning, I mean, that's certainly going to be our catch of the game. It was so, so close. But, you know, I thought on that replay in the ninth inning, I did think, and really until they showed the final replay on TV, as I'm watching it on the TV here in the studio, you know, up until they showed that final replay, I really thought Manny got him. It looked like from the angles from the third base side, like Manny got Marsh on the foot, on the shoe. But then you saw that replay from the first base side, and to me, it looked like he missed him. I mean, maybe he got him on a shoelace, but I thought it was actually pretty clear that he missed him. So it looked to me like the crew in New York got it right, and thankfully Suarez then bounced back to strike out Schwarber to end the game. But that was nearly just a tremendous play by Merrill and Manny, and what would have been just a terrible, I mean, it still was, quite frankly, just a terrible base running play on Brandon Marsh. I have no idea why Brandon Marsh was going for third base there. I really don't. His run means nothing in that spot. He's not the tying run. I mean, to get thrown out at third base, he almost did. He was for a moment. I mean, that is just, you cannot get thrown out at third base in that spot. So Marsh got very, very lucky, and the Padres bounced back to get Schwarber and end this game by a final score of 6-4. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll take a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll get some of your calls, and we'll wrap things up. Get ready for game two of this doubleheader. Final score in game one, Padres 6 and the Phillies 4. Our post-game coverage continues after this. Sam Levitt with you inside our San Diego studios. Padres win game one of this doubleheader by a final score of 6-4. Game two of the doubleheader coming up at 3:15 Pacific time. We'll be on the air with our second dose of pregame coverage at 2:15, but still about 10 minutes or so left in our first postgame show of the day. Appreciate you joining us on what is a beautiful early Wednesday afternoon here in San Diego. Let's take a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard.
Let's take a trip around the bigs to highlight the scores that matter most with our out-of-town scoreboard, presented by Jensen Premium Beef Patties. Always a hit for grilling.
We have a number of finals already today. We had the resumption of a suspended game from yesterday at Fenway Park earlier. Red Sox won that game 5-3. Then we have a number of other doubleheaders going on today. Brewers and the Mets in New York. Brewers won game one of that doubleheader 7-2. Tigers and the Nationals in D.C. Tigers won game one 11-2. And then a couple of other finals, single games. Pirates blanked the Cardinals 5-0 in Pittsburgh. Wow, Pirates continue to play really well. Mitch Keller, the win in that game for Pittsburgh. Rays beat the A's 6-5 in Tampa Bay earlier today as well. Plenty other games still yet to begin. Twins and the Marlins in Miami at 3:40. Game two of that doubleheader between the Tigers and Nationals at 3:45. Yankees and the Blue Jays in Toronto at 4:07. Reds and the Red Sox at Fenway at 4:10. Brewers and the Mets game two of that doubleheader at 4:10. Angels and the Braves in Atlanta at 4:15. Guardians and the Cubs in Chicago at 5 o'clock. Orioles and the Rangers in Arlington at 5:05. Astros and the Rockies in Colorado at 5:40. Royals and the Mariners in Seattle at 6:40. Giants and the Diamondbacks at 6:40 in Arizona. And finally, White Sox and the Dodgers in L.A. at 7:10. And that's a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll have much more on all those games as the afternoon rolls along. Here's the good news. We've got two more out-of-town scoreboards for you today. One on the pregame of our second game, and then one on the postgame. So, hey, I'm like a I'm like a human score app, whatever you use, whatever your app of choice is, Google. I'm like a human Google alert today. A human Google alert telling you the scores. Hello, John. The score of the Royals. Okay, I'm going to stop. All right, play of the game coming up. I do want to squeeze in a couple of phone calls here. We have a few minutes left in our first post-game show of the day. Did I just try to do a robotic voice? I don't think it was very good. All right, let's go to Clay in the South Bay. Hi, Clay. You're on the Hamul Casino Resort Padres post-game show. Go ahead.
Hey, Sammy. I mean, a W is a W. It was a great win. I'll tell you, though, I take blood pressure medicine, and Suarez kind of like had me reaching for another one. I wish that guy would pull it together and maybe just stick with number one, make him hit his best pitch.
Yeah,
but the catching position is also kind of mind-boggling sometimes. It seems like defensively they're kind of slackers. And I mean that about getting pop flies, stuff like that, Sammy. Mm-hmm. I don't mean about just being able to do the catching position. Maybe last year the Padres should have bought in on Higashioka, even though he had, his best year ever. Mm-hmm. This year he's kind of struggling. But maybe they should have spent some money. Other than that, Sam, I think it's a great W. I hope we get another one today.
Yeah, Clay, a lot to chew on there. I mean, look, I'll focus on the Suarez part of everything you said. Look, obviously, he's been hit more as of late. Really, if you want to go back to the start of June, he's just getting hit more. Obviously, had the rocky outing on Sunday in Cincinnati. It's been rockier. Now, Robert still has been great. I still think he should be an all-star and will be an all-star in Atlanta later this month. I mean, he has 24 saves. He's 24 for 27. His ERA overall is 4.04, which is obviously much higher than what you'd want. However, that's really skewed by a couple of really, really rough outings. I actually think that ERA for Robert is really misleading because he's been far better than a 4.04 ERA. But it's been rockier, and they mentioned it post-game with Mike Schilt, Yeah, he's just getting hit more. What the level of concern is, I don't know. They've got a lot of relievers in that bullpen who can do a lot of really good things, a lot of high-octane guys, a lot of high-leverage guys. But I do think they're pretty happy with what Robert Suarez has done and how, for the most part, effective he's been in that closer's role. I mean, 24 out of 27, that's a good job. And got it done today. Look, it wasn't easy. Gave up some hits, but got it done. And Padres will have to, if they do have a save situation in game two of the doubleheader coming up here, they will have to go to somebody else because I would highly doubt Suarez would pitch twice in one day. All right, let's squeeze in one more phone call here. Charles in Ramona. Hi, Charles.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Doing well.
So, that's kind of like what I was going to talk about as well is why is Mike still going to Suarez to close games when we have all of these other reliable? Adam, Estrada, both have been so much more reliable over this season, and Suarez right now, I know he has the ability to be great, but every time he comes out this close, it feels like we're holding our breath because he's getting hit.
Charles, appreciate the phone call. I mean, look, Suarez has been, there's no doubt he has been hit more lately. To me, that's the main issue, right, is that he's just getting hit more. Look, it's not like Jason Adam has been perfect as of late. It's not like Estrada has been perfect the last month or so. I'll tell you this, based on what I know and what I feel about how the Padres and this current front office and Mike Schilt, how they usually treat these things, I'd be really surprised if they went to anybody else in that closer spot unless they have a real, real big-time issue with Suarez and he's just not getting it done consistently. And quite frankly, it just hasn't been that way. I know it was a rough outing on Sunday. I know today was a little tricky in that ninth inning. But again, you look at 24 out of 27, I think the ERA is misleading for him. But you're right in this sense, in that there is probably, if Robert continues to get hit the way he's got hit, there is probably a conversation you could have. I don't know if the Padres are going to have it, but a conversation you could have because of the arms they have in that bullpen, whether it be an Estrada or an Adam. I wouldn't think you'd want Morejon from the left side because you got spots in the game where you probably want him there earlier. But you could have that conversation about going to another one of your really reliable, high-leverage guys. I just, the way they typically treat this stuff and seeing how, you know, seeing the trust they've had in Suarez for a long time here, going back a few years now, I would find it really hard to believe that they would make that switch. I do. Now, that may not be what you want to hear, but I do think it would take a lot to make that switch because I think for the most part, they look at it as this guy's going to be an all-star in all likelihood. And to them, they have faith. And I think, they value what Robert brings and what he's done and, value roles. So, you know, much like we see them be pretty, you know, be pretty slow to change a lineup. Not slow. That's not the right word, but be pretty hesitant to change a lineup, you know, after an offensive struggle. I think that's kind of, you know, going to be the same theme with any troubles that Robert Suarez has. All right, Padres win it 6-4 in game one of this doubleheader. Let's hear today's play of the game.
The line between winning and losing can be razor thin. Which play was the difference between victory and defeat? This is today's play of the game, presented by Bill Howe Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Machado, Manny swings, rips it over the head of the third baseman, Sosa, and down the left field line. Diaz has scored. Tatis has scored. Merrill is on his way. There will not be a relay. A three-run double for Manny Machado, and the Padres get a big hit with runners in scoring position. It is now 5-0.
Manny Machado, a three-run double as part of that five-run second inning, gave the Padres a 5-0 lead. They would extend it to 6-0, and the Padres hang on for a 6-4 win. Nice moment for Manny. And for Manny Machado, that was hit number 1,995. So he's five hits away from 2,000 on his career. So, hey, if he goes 5-for-5 in the nightcap, he could get there by the end of the day. But probably more likely is that he's going to do it at home, which is pretty nice for the fans in San Diego. So he is now five hits away from 2,000. A big bases clearing double in that five-run top of the second. As always, if you missed any portion of our post-game coverage, you can go back and listen to all of it on the Inside San Diego Baseball podcast, or you can also go back on the 97.3 The Fan YouTube channel and watch any portion of our post-game coverage there as well. All right, so here's the deal. We will be back at 2:15 p.m. with our second EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show of the day to get you ready for first pitch coming up at 3:15. Again, we'll be back on the air at 2:15. Until then, you're going to get a little bit of national programming here from the Infinity Sports Network, but we'll be back with you in literally under 20 minutes. So let me grab a little sip of water here. I'll talk to you at 2:15 with the pregame coverage for game two, and then we've got our normal full pregame show at 2:15. Taking a final look at the totals here today in game one for the Padres. 6 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors, and they left on 8. For the Phillies, 4 runs, 12 hits, no errors, and they left on 7. Winning pitcher Nick Pivetta, he improves to 9-2. Losing pitcher Mick Abel drops to 2-2, and the save goes to Robert Suarez, his 24th of the season. Time of game, 2 hours and 52 minutes, and the crowd at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, 40,144. Once again, we'll be back with you in just under 20 minutes at 2:15 p.m. with our EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show. Until then, for our great studio coordinator, Jeff Hamby, I'm Sam Levitt, saying so long for just a moment from inside our San Diego studios. Final score in game one of today's doubleheader, the San Diego Padres 6 and the Philadelphia Phillies 4. We'll talk to you in just a little bit on the Padres Radio Network.